We have the situation now where the Foreign Secretary Hammond is claiming that 600 to 800 UK citizens have joined ISIS, and he raises this as a great concern. And we have to ask ourselves, why are these people leaving the relative security, one might say, of the United Kingdom, travelling at great danger across Europe to a war zone? And the first thing I would say is actually the numbers are not huge. So we do not have a massive problem where there are thousands and thousands of Muslim youth who are looking to go fight in Syria for ISIS. And we must emphasise that, because many of the Muslim communities in the UK are cohesive, are welcomed, are settled, and there is a way of life that they have created for themselves. In most cases, they are content with. So let's not allow Hammond to overstate the case. I think that's the first important thing. But those that are going, and we can see that, you know, there are some quite well-known cases of people who have gone there, people with qualifications, people with seemingly good prospects and a good life available for them, are still volunteering to make this journey to take part in the war. Now, I think most of us would feel that the reason for that, probably, partly the biggest reason, is that the injustice that people perceive. They see the West bombing and creating war zones in the Middle East, and for whatever reason, for reasons that we don't fully appreciate, they feel that what they want to do is go to the Syria, to the area controlled by ISIS, and take part in some kind of holy war to defend what they believe is a version of their religion and their way of life. Now, we might disagree with that, or we might feel that is ridiculous, and it certainly doesn't justify any of the violence that's taking place, carried out by ISIS, but we have to understand that that is a motivating factor for some of the young Muslims who are travelling to fight. So then we ask ourselves, well, what is the UK doing that's making this situation worse? And we have to say the first thing they're doing is they're sending bombers, and they're supporting the bombing carried out by France and by the United States. And all they are doing by pursuing this policy of destroying these areas is making the alienation, the poverty, and the resistance stronger. No country in the world has ever been bombed into a point where it wants to give up. Bombing creates resistance, and this bombing is doing exactly the same. All it is doing is making the situation worse and destroying the infrastructure for the people who have to survive and live there. So we can see that the UK policy of bombing is not helping, and that the stigmatising of Muslims by certain members of the government, by certainly the media in the UK, is making the situation even worse. Although the vast majority of people in the UK oppose the bombing and oppose British government policy in the Middle East, the government is still determined to prove itself loyal ally of the USA and is determined to act even in the face of public opposition to the bombing. But also the other problem is that the British government is refusing to accept that the Saudi Arabian government are one of the worst forces in the Middle East and one of the worst causes in the Middle East of this problem. They are the problem in that they are arming and training and funding ISIS and different elements of ISIS right across the region, and that their own stance on human rights is completely at odds with the same problems or the same criticisms or objections that are raised by the West against ISIS. So we have ISIS executing people, and we use that as a justification for the bombing, but then the Saudis execute 47 people, and Britain turns a blind eye to it, or the British government turns a blind eye to it. So the role of Saudi Arabia is an enormous problem. And so finally we have to say, well, what should the British government do? Well, let's make it clear, the British government are not going to do anything. It's going to have to be the British people who demand and pressurise and force the government to change policy and to retreat from this imperialist adventure in the Middle East and the bombing that's making things worse. So the British people have to actually demand that the bombing stops. The bombing is making things worse. Secondly, we have to stop arms getting into the region and funds reaching ISIS, which means that we have to confront Saudi Arabia. Instead of sending military advisers to Saudi Arabia in their aggression against South Yemen, let's send weapons inspectors and impose economic sanctions on Saudi Arabia to stop the war. And lastly, as British people, we have to stand shoulder to shoulder with the Muslim communities in the UK, embracing them, supporting them, working with them to prevent the youth from wanting to go sympathise and fight with ISIS, but more importantly than that, to demand that our government stops the bombing and stops the Saudi government from pouring oil onto the flames of the conflict in the Middle East. So I think I can honestly say that we do not expect the British government to do anything constructive or anything that is right about what is happening in the Middle East, and therefore it falls to the British people to demand stop the bombing, stop Saudi Arabia, and let's get negotiations going between all of those involved in the war. And stigmatising the Muslim youth in the UK does not present any kind of resolution or assistance in ending the war in the Middle East. And that is the responsibility of all of us, to make sure the British government is forced to back off and end this conflict and its intervention in the Middle East.